Treks in the City is a podcast that has never assaulted anyone.
Yes.
And you should subscribe to it. Check out more great comedy podcasts at foreverdogpodcast.com, which is a website who has also never assaulted anyone.
Yeah. And you know what? Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Treks Fashion for behind the scenes photos, Treks Fashion moments.
And
if you love what you're hearing and you want to support the podcast, what can we do?
Two easy things.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Yes. And give us a cinco star.
Yeah, please. Cinco means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Uno, not tres, one, cuatro, cinco. Not two, not three, not four.
All right. And subscribe also to our Patreon for bonus episodes.
Oh, these merch, bonus shouts. Episodes are so good.
They're
guys.
So good. We're discussing Star Trek Discovery in real time. And we're also discussing TOS, which we are having a hard time because it's a lot of misogynistic
comments. And so we supplement with a lot of info about our personal lives.
The fashion is so beautiful. Why am I advertising that? The fashion is so beautiful. The colors, ugh, I'm so fascinated with.
Visually
TOS
stunning.
Has so much.
And as we know, podcasting, a visual medium. So, subscribe to our Patreon, rate us 5 stars on Apple, and also wherever you get your podcast.
And I love you.
A nice.
Is that too much?
Evening.
I love you.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no one has gone before.
It says M and then 2M, and then you go to it and it's just a bunch of fashion videos. And it's all the fashion shows you could see. That,
would you send this that to are me?
It's on the Apple TV.
Was I early? It seems like you guys have other business that you need to catch up on.
Whoa. I guess we're going to introduce our guest.
Welcome to Treks
in
the City.
Welcome to Treks in the City. I'm Alice
welcome
Wetterlin.
Welcome to Treks in the City.
Osorio. Oh, and our guest. Oh my God.
This is our very
sassy,
first
sassy, I tell
recurring
you.
Recurring guest.
Yes.
Am I the first return guest?
First return guest.
Wow.
Which okay. is pretty awesome. Cause
Brett's saying
it's the right time.
Definitely the second person who is.
Brett
what,
even wore a
Kevin?
Sweater today.
Well, Kevin isn't really count because he was on the Patreon. Guest
Kevin
host.
Who? Kevin who?
Exactly. T. Porter, who everybody loves.
T. Ports.
And you interrupted during our conversation, and I'm glad because Veronica doesn't understand what I'm saying about Apple TV.
Guys,
I can't
tweet
send
at
it
us
to you
and give say that I'm right. Listen,
you can't
get
send
an Apple
somebody
TV
something.
You get an Apple TV.
You want me to ship it to you?
What and you download the apps on your own. You got to look for the apps in the Apple.
Yeah, so you're saying
App Store
in the Apple App Store
in the App
separate?
Store
in the App Store. Yes,
but Apple TV doesn't have an App Store.
Yes,
yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah.
What kind of Apple
that,
TV it, do
that
you
that comes with the Apple TV. It's one of the only things.
It's one of the,
that
it's the
comes
only thing.
With the Apple TV.
And then you look for Netflix and Hulu and you down you purposely
I
download
they were just there.
Every no.
Already.
Someone set it up for you.
How dare you imply that? I am the master of my domain.
Did you have a big strong man come over and
your
set up your Apple TV, honey?
he's so strong and hulking. He can barely move around. He's like strapping,
very,
you know, and he's like, and then he just
very
has
tense
his,
in his muscles.
His big thumbs can barely control the little.
That's right.
By the way, the Apple TV remote control.
He just sits there and like
this
scrolls.
Do they sit around when they're making the new design for the Apple TV remote control and they go, oh, it doesn't slide between the couch cushions easy enough. Make it slimmer. Make it more slimmer, frictionless. Yeah. I want it to just, like an arrow, just bing,
just disappear into a black hole.
It always is between the couch cushions.
But you know, my TV remote is very chunky and it's completely gone. And it hasn't left my house. So, and I live in a studio, so.
You're sure you didn't take it out of the house?
Cut to, it's in a convertible by itself and it's like, free falling.
It's in
like,
San Francisco right currently.
Brett, I'm having an issue where I hear everyone else so clearly, but I barely hear myself. And I know this is usually Alice's complaint.
Interesting. No, things have taken a turn.
Did you just reach over here and turn this up because you think I didn't do that?
He was checking.
Here you go, idiot.
Here you go, idiot.
No, No, he has to check because that's what tech people do. They have to check the first thing. They have to do first things first.
Absolutely.
Like,
did you turn it off and on again?
Yeah. Like once I spent a lot of time explaining something, try to like get my mom to get something to work, and then it wasn't plugged, and that was it.
That's the classic
and I
mom
just
thing.
Skip asking that first question because it's useless,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Can I test your? I want to hear your clarity versus. I don't even want to trade with you because germs. I'm sick. People at home, that might be
are
why.
Are people at home gonna listen?
People only listen at home. We have a thing on our that only. Can't
if you
play.
Are listening to this anywhere but home, turn it off.
Turn it off. Turn off.
This is a home podcast.
A home podcast for people who have families
who are sitting. And knitting.
That is better. Thank you, Brett. I appreciate
it. It sounds
that.
Better baking? To me, too.
It sounds somehow better for me, too.
Yeah, I love the sound of my own
wow.
voice.
Oh, wow. It changed. That is... Brett, what did you do?
Oh, hey, thank you. I don't know what this says.
Who is this guy?
This is great.
I love it so much. This is another guy.
Design.
We haven't introduced... We haven't even said... Okay.
Never introduce me.
You haven't introduced... Our guest.
I refuse.
We do
I
not...
I already did.
No.
Did you? You didn't say my
you
name.
You said it's a recurrent person.
A recurring person.
A recurring...
Would you consider yourself a recurring person?
I could see that. I could see that.
Every morning when you wake
that.
Up, would you say...
Every morning when I wake up, I recur.
Did he have a four-post bed in that song?
He did have a four-post bed.
Interesting.
Well, his girlfriend had a four-post bed.
Well...
A four-post bed?
Like a... Whoop. Like a little...
Exactly.
It's like a...
I'm sure everyone listening at home knows exactly the gesture you just used. Yeah,
all know. I'm sure I trust the listeners.
It's the kind of girl he dates that would have that.
Yeah.
But I am so happy to have him in studio. Fairy tale. For the second time, this is our first regular recurring guest who has never... recurred before on a second
but he
time.
Is a recurring
wow.
person.
Get me out of this loop. Our friend, famous comedian, famous persona, who was just on
persona?
What was that TV show you were just on that I was really excited about?
Blind Spot?
You may know him from Blind Spot.
I'm wondering who he is.
Give it up for Paul F. Tompkins.
Hey!
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Wow.
Thank you.
Look at our sign we brought for you.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's a sign.
No pictures.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bye.
The crowd gets really awkward really quick. I'm so scared. Thank you, Fall. Thank you, Fall.
For pumping.
For turning to winter so gracefully.
Oh, my God. So we're about to finish season one.
And we wanted to have you back This most festive.
I want to tell everyone.
It's a very special episode.
I want to tell everyone
because this episode is the time of year when miracles happen.
Alice had that cued.
What cued? I don't hear anything.
Unlocked her phone and hit play.
Santa himself.
She didn't even have. Where are these sounds coming from?
Merry Christmas, everyone! Today, this episode will be released on Christmas Day,
I'm
which
so
means
annoyed.
Nothing to Veronica, for she is converting.
I don't care for Christmas.
To the.
You don't care for Christmas.
I don't.
Yes, no. You do. Everyone likes Christmas.
All right.
It's fun.
Wow, that was easy. Jeez. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I do. I love Christmas.
I love Christmas.
I think just liking Christmas is like one of those things that goth, you know, it's like goth people do or whatever, or like guys, you know.
Some people
or
get very men. Sad at the holidays.
I know, but like, get over yourselves.
But
those
what if
the
they
people,
lost?
What if
they
the people
lost
that make the holidays
spouse?
About themselves? Okay.
Lost a spouse. Get over yourself.
Get over yourself.
It's not about you. It's about your dead spouse. All right. You know what? I painted myself into that corner. Having some tea.
Is this show still about Star Trek?
This is a show. This is the fourth guest. This is the fourth guest in a row, all male, I must point out, who've asked, is this a show about Star Trek?
Come on.
It gets looser. Yeah, you're not
it's
the same
statistic.
As most guys.
Come on.
It is
you're
the
not
stats.
Most guys. That's
it is
why
the
we
stats.
Had you back.
Look,
these are like the facts.
I listen to the show. I know that it doesn't have to be about Star Trek the whole time. It's whatever you want the show to be. That's the beauty of podcasting.
It's the most comprehensive guest, male guest. that we've
most comprehensive. Most
comprehensive.
I don't know. Strange word choice, but
I'm sorry. I'm still having my morning coffee.
I get a lot of things.
Yeah, he does.
I'm pretty
You explain a lot of things very like thoroughly, right?
No, but he also he understands. He comprehends them. He's comprehensive. Yeah. In general.
I'm so sorry.
So we don't have to ask him the usual questions, though.
We
about,
don't.
Like, what's that's true.
But I'm curious.
That's right.
So we can just dig right in.
We had you in this in the episode of Justice, right?
Justice.
Ito was trying to kill such off Wesley, and then they were like, "Prime Directive." Oh no, forget
and
it.
Here
bye.
We have another we take our episode. Kid.
And now we have you. But that, before we get into this episode, which is also about Prime Directive, I want to ask you something. You started rewatching all of TNG
After appearing on the show.
We've really? Noticed.
Yes.
We've and you noticed. Watched it from then till now?
No, I finished a little bit ago.
Okay.
I was watching them one or two a day for
that's,
a while.
That's normal.
So I started with season video. 7 because I realized I'd never seen the finale. And then I realized watching season 7,
which
I'd never seen
for
season
me.
7.
Oh.
I think I'd seen one episode in season
wow.
7.
Wow.
And
you started right on 7.
Yeah, because I thought, well, I've seen everything else. And then after watching that, I was like, well, now I kind of want to go back and watch the rest of it. There are a lot of episodes that I remembered very fondly.
That's very satisfactory to me, because I was very traumatized by the fact that you didn't watch this. You watched all of it and not the finale, because you were like, what, headed to college? And I was like, oh, man, I can't believe, like, how are you going to go about this?
I honestly think I probably moved here and I didn't have TV or cable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there was no other option at that point.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You couldn't like telegram something, right?
I was getting telegrams for a while. But
was scrolls? That extremely? Can you send a couple of scrolls?
Yeah. People were sending me scrolls.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of times birds were delivering little rolled up pieces of paper.
I remember those
with
times.
Plot synopses on them.
Yeah.
It was good times. I remember
it
too.
Was good times.
It was good
you know,
times.
And the housing market.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing it up.
Housing market was like, whoop.
What?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And so the probably listeners at home can understand what gesture I made with that. So were you going to ask about the Prime Directive?
Well, I was excited to hear the development of your Star Trek, like finally after I don't know how many years you just like
many,
finished.
Many years. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Many
I finally
years.
Finished
you
it,
finally
yeah.
finished it. And like, what was the process like? Like, what did you do?
Do you know what? It was great because, my relationship with some of the, episodes and characters changed. There was a lot of stuff that I was surprised by. Like, I was surprised that...
Tell me a few surprises.
Well, Data Lore, I couldn't believe that was in season 1. Right. I thought that was much later. But Data, I guess, quickly became like the Urkel of Star Trek The Next Generation. Like, let's just make a lot of stuff about him.
Yeah.
People seem to like this guy.
Yeah.
I was surprised that that one scene with Beverly and Troy working out.
Oh my god.
I thought that was in the first
episode
season.
Is that in?
That is like so far in and so underdeveloped.
It's so far in.
So
there's
stupid.
No it's gross.
It's gross.
Like, I can't believe that was so late in the show.
They're exercising. They're being like, men are difficult.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's about it. It's insane.
It's
and they're like
crazy.
Deep like crotch.
Horrible
it's almost
leotards.
Like it's a nod to it's like almost ironic.
It's like,
I maybe read it that way.
It's like it a sketch.
Like, yeah, it's like
it's
a sketch.
Really like
yeah,
a sketch,
yeah,
but it's like it's in season 3, I think.
I
it's
started
crazily late
every,
for that kind of nonsense.
Also, like I feel like every single sketch I did at UCB with two other ladies started like that, like brunch ladies.
Yes.
And then it was
always,
like exercising together.
Like, do you want to join
and the
us?
Other day?
I'm going to do a girls Krav Maga class.
It's literally every sketch.
But wait. When you guys were doing these sketches, right?
Because
yeah, they were writing them.
Yeah. I was an actress, so we had writers. We pitch in sketches about women being like not necessarily like a women character,
right,
and
right,
they
right.
would give us like the brunch sketches.
Yes.
So it was a lot
the
of
brunch sketches.
The brunch
yes.
ladies brunch. Yeah.
We're doing the brunch There's circuit.
Yeah.
How you been? Oh, you're on a brunch
circuit. Best
thing?
Of
we're
brunch
at Pilates.
Circuit. Yeah.
See you there. See you on the stage. You
know? It was like that. All the three lady sketches were like about purses or like
purses.
It's literally a sketch.
A sketch about purses.
It was like what we did. It was a time. So
it was the time.
Yeah, it was a time. So there's it. That is definitely a UCB mod, like, old lady sketch written by, like, a dude.
Right.
It's like, right. I wrote about for ladies, here for the ladies of the team, here the, it well, is.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Is it crazy? What other impressions did you have, like, watching it? So
It was funny to watch the reverse evolution of Data's personality, because when, like, the very first episode, he's like, you know, he's trying to whistle, and then Riker finishes Pop Goes the Weasel for him, and he's like, he's laughing like, it's so easy for you humans. Like, he's really kind of
trying to sneeze.
Yeah, he's, well, but even before that, he's, the first few episodes, he's way more human seeming.
Yeah.
Way more, and like sarcastic and it's weird. Yeah. It's really weird.
It is weird.
And then I think they, you could see them realize it, like, we should probably dial this back a little bit and make him more of a weird robot. That's probably more fun to do.
Like a, like a scarily pale.
Also, when Lore comes into the picture, it's like you need some contrast.
Yes, exactly.
So you can actually tell them apart.
Yeah. Also, Troy, who was a character that I didn't like as much on the first viewing.
Ooh.
I like her so much more because of the performance.
Right?
Yeah.
She's so great. She's a great actress, especially there's a lot of episodes where they didn't give her a line, but they cut to her.
They cut to her face.
Just being there.
But she didn't just sit through makeup.
It was the best makeup of all of the entire cast. But she just like, it's kind of just like aware of what the other characters are kind of feeling.
Yeah,
but
I
want to
know what she's
it.
Feeling, but I myself, I'm not an empath.
Yeah.
Who can read through screens.
It's true.
Well, I feel like the writers assumed that we were all empaths, so they just cut to her and we're all like, oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. We're and all Troy's, like Metazoid.
I sense that Troy's also there.
It's basically, it's say. What it basically is.
Yeah.
This episode also still has Tasha Yar, but then eventually, and then Pulaski comes. It's like,
I could not stand her.
Really?
She was hated.
She was a drag. She was a drag, and she was, because they didn't, they sort of just established like her, she didn't have much of a character. Mm-hmm. She was just the doctor. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that made her kind of like the only thing that seemed charactery at all was she was very dismissive and rude to Data. Where it's like, you're a robot. What do you care about anything? And he's like, here's my whole thing. She's like, whatever, robot.
Can't wait.
She like never stops being rude to him. She doesn't even read the room. Like everybody else is treating him like he's their friend.
I know.
And she's like, get a load of this walking battery.
Then she did she move to another.
Is that because she's supposed to be kind of old school?
I guess, but
it's weird that they do that.
They didn't make anything else out of it.
They often do that with characters that, like, if you're over 50 in this show, you're old school. But it's like, but everybody's in the 21st century.
Yes.
No one's like,
oh, you're 50? Now you live like you lived in the 50s.
Everyone's grown up with the same exact technology.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no reason why it should, Wesley should be old school. Like, anyone could be. Doesn't make any sense.
I know. Also, but for the people who haven't seen any of the upcoming episodes.
Or this one.
Crusher,
why are you here?
Get out of here.
Get out of your own home.
Go. Take a walk.
Take a hike.
Bring your TV remote with you.
Go to IKEA.
Not on a weekend. Them for it's
no
hard.
Not
for
on a
no
weekend.
Reason.
All jokes aside, don't go to IKEA.
Don't go to IKEA on a weekend.
Unless you're trying to break up with somebody. Then go together to IKEA on a weekend.
Then it's a long drive back.
One could Uber. I'd imagine.
One
could just live
after
there.
You dump somebody in front of a Bjorn.
In front of a snowflinger.
I had a fight once in IKEA.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, hello.
I feel like the place is
designed
for fights. It's miserable there.
It's like a Hunger Games of relationships.
It is a maze of relationships. Go through the bedrooms.
Yeah.
Through the living rooms.
Have you and your wife gone to IKEA?
You can fight in every scenario.
No, we have not.
You haven't?
We've never gone to an IKEA together.
That's the secret of your marriage.
It might be. It might be.
The secret, guys, he hasn't. They haven't.
The problem for me is that I love IKEA. I love going there. I go there by myself all the time.
Well, by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
I go there too, alone.
What do you guys do there?
Well, I get hooks.
Don't ask me that. Just kidding. I brought it up.
Hey. Not that.
Whoa.
Not that.
I go to IKEA all the time. Personal. No follow-up questions, please.
Personal.
No comments.
No, I just like go there and look at stuff and I walk around. I like that it's
Do
little rooms
it?
That are set up and I actually eat there.
I like True. Eating there.
I sometimes will take my computer and work there.
You get meatballs?
What?
I get the meatballs. They have a salad with salmon in it that I like. And
I like
just,
that too.
I like being working in places where there's lots of... activity but far away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a bunch of like other people are working near me, it's kind of I don't know, like I get
do you set up
feel like I'm not part of a world or something.
Do you post yourself in one of those living rooms that, or
I could do that. I might try that. I've never
general
done that.
Area.
I go to the dinner area where uh-huh. everybody sits down and there's kids. One time a girl got cut by some glass and I was like, oh no. And I like went in my purse and I was like, I think I have a Band-Aid, and I like searched in my purse for a long time and then I was like, I don't.
This sounds like a good purse sketch.
It is a purse sketch.
And that a male writer would say that.
Three women going through their purses trying to find a Band-Aid.
That's your check your privilege, Paul.
Excellent.
Whoa. Here to wrap it up.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent. Veronica, we have a surprise for you.
I am so...
This is right now?
We got to get to it eventually.
Well, you guys get to it. I wanted to say that for all of you
not
who
get to
have
it
not seen the episodes past season one, who are watching it for the first time with us, Pulaski, like Crusher... It's a spoiler that's not a spoiler. There are no spoilers here, but Pulaski is a doctor that was there for two seasons, right? Two and three?
Was it two?
I think something that long. Like, insanely long and annoying. Crusher comes back then eventually, so it's not like Yar.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't leave us forever.
Who leaves.
And also, Yar isn't like Yar because she comes back.
As a Romulan.
As a Romulan. And a different person, but the
Which
same.
I still don't quite understand.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then they get into it deeper.
I call it her apology tour.
I like that.
Thanks.
I do. Thanks. Deep Space Nine. They get into Beryl universes.
Brunch sketch. Oh, anyway, yes, that's right.
Okay, you guys, honestly.
Ladies brunch!
If you guys want, are you going to take Krav Maga
stretch.
With me?
Yeah.
Because I'm starting a Krav Maga girls group, and we're called the Krav Magals. Krav Magals.
Is that
we kick,
that's a
we
warm
punch,
up?
And then we go to brunch. Krav Magals.
No? And that's how right. the sketch starts?
I think it's a good...
Alice,
you don't think that's how the sketch ends?
Alice?
I would end with the song.
It would be a good callback.
I would bookend it.
Bookend it? Okay.
If we're going to go SNL,
no, you're right.
Circa
you're right.
1999.
Callback. Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys have a surprise for me, and I'm very excited.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Well, I would say manage your expectations.
Well, my expectations are pretty low, but I'm also very impressed.
My expectations are pretty low. Welcome to IKEA.
Welcome to IKEA. My expectations are pretty low.
Is there something you're not looking for? Is it the song we do a rewrite?
this
is so shitty.
This has already started insane. There's like a YouTube screenshot that's like
Don't
a lot
tell
of,
them what you're seeing.
I'm
the
seeing
magic will be destroyed.
A YouTube screenshot.
Okay, we're gonna try this. We didn't rehearse it.
Nope.
And we didn't rehearse it because I asked Paul if he wanted to, and he said no.
I just
to be fair,
he's correct.
I we're running a little behind.
All right.
I was the first one to arrive at the studio,
even before the person.
Are you
was
serious?
Here.
Yes, and then
I'm
we didn't start
so
recording
sorry.
Until a half hour later.
And that's what happens sometimes.
It is my fault.
We're disrespectful.
We're terrible. We really have to get better. And I'm saying it as the last person who showed up 20 minutes late.
That's right. Last time, only one person was late when I was here.
Who? Oh, Alice.
It was this guy.
I'm glad. No, I was late. Okay, so you guys have, you seem to both be pulling
no,
a document.
This, mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just, okay. I'm both anxious and excited.
I'm more so the first one.
This
okay,
is,
let's go.
Chanukah miracle.
Ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Veronica.
Happy Chanukah.
Oh, God. I must beam away.
But baby, it's cold in space.
Not like right into space.
Oh, good, because it's cold in space.
I love this.
Do you not know how?
Been hoping that you'd stay aboard
the transporter word.
I'm chief of tactical. See my pips.
My captain doesn't will rhyme with send anything. An away team.
I think this view might be kind of extreme.
And Riker will be pacing the bridge.
He does that anyway, right?
Well, my chief of security already called.
I had a new replicator installed.
Did you get that on Tango Sierra? Wow.
I replicate a Sumerian sunset now.
My life signs are weak.
Really? Sick pays on deck two.
That's slang for stiff drink.
Pretty sure that's not true.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like normal light now.
To extend my shore leave.
That's a joke on how stars are all we can
Ship
see.
Ship senses are detecting a melee.
What would the prime directive say?
In a galaxy not far from
Sounds
this
like
one.
Sounds like a real thing for sure, huh?
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold in space. Okay.
I'm very
Please,
impressed. And
I beg of you not to isolate that, listeners.
Amazingly. Surprise. Wow.
I'm so happy. Everyone is disappointed but me. I am fucking thrilled right now.
There were some bold songwriting choices.
I'm thrilled.
Sometimes words didn't rhyme.
That's true.
Sometimes they could not all fit into the, the rhythm of the song.
I wrote it in my car while driving.
I think we should sell this track.
Alice, I hope that's not true.
No, I wrote it on my sick bed this morning.
What is your sick bed?
My couch. I have like a big couch and it really changed my life.
How?
Because it's I can sleep on it in both directions. It's a sectional.
Mm.
Like I can hang out in my couch and there's so much room beyond me, like for other people. Like I could live on my couch. It's a, you know what I mean?
I love that. And then that's where you wrote this.
That's where I wrote. Yeah, I wrote a lot of things there.
Amazing. All right.
All right.
I'm very, thank you for that gift. It was
You're
for
welcome.
Me, right?
It was for you.
Thank you.
In
so
fact,
much.
We're cutting it out of the rest of the show.
Okay.
Just for you.
Thank you. Right, oh, guys. My goodness. Okay. So I'm very excited to get into this episode. Not to
not
like
me.
You,
just kidding.
You're not. Wow.
No, of course I am.
You need to tell. I just kept.
It's funny. I was like watching it and I was like, oh, it's an episode about being sick and I'm sick. Can't believe it. And then it was an episode about addiction, which I suffer from. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow.
It was a PSA about drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long one.
It was a very special.
Yeah.
It was a very, very special PSA.
Absolutely.
But I don't understand how drugs work. Well, Wesley.
We got to do that scene.
Well, Wesley.
We
got to
play that scene.
Okay.
Should we play it? Let's get right into it. Do
yeah,
you want to do the
I have a time code.
Do you want to do the your customary synopsis?
So, okay, let's do it. I'm going to do the synopsis.
All right. Remember how sometimes it's really small,
okay,
though?
It's after the Enterprise D rescues a freighter crew and the ship's important cargo, Captain Picard faces a difficult dilemma. Uphold the prime directive or save an entire civilization from exploitation. All right.
Why did they specify the Enterprise D?
I don't understand. It's stupid Wikia.
When does this take place exactly?
In the Enterprise D? Start date?
I pulled...
We was,
This is my favorite clip.
The violence of those eruptions is awesome.
Radical.
I actually like that he used the word awesome in its like
awesome.
In its literal way versus yeah. like awesome.
Yeah, nobody says that on this.
Yeah, like they use a slang word.
It stops being slang in the future. It reverts back to its original meaning.
I love
That's
that.
Nice.
It's Shakespearean in a way.
Shakespearean
in a way.
Welcome to IKEA. I'm a Swedish person.
Forget about it.
I'm Swedish. You want to buy this Tlangar? It's a fucking desk, but it folds down. It's got a leaf. It folds down. Come on.
Oh,
I'm Swedish. Believe me.
Have some candy fish.
I want some candy fish. I want candy fish.
Nothing Swedish like a bunch of meatballs.
Okay. Hey, that's a Swedish meatball.
Wait, can we go to minute 104? First of all, the first thing that we hear in this episode is the whistle from TOS. Can you go to the beginning? The very beginning.
Wait.
For the PA.
Did someone
Picard
get
is like doing a PA
aboard?
Announcement.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
And they go, woo.
You're right.
Okay, and then 104.
Mask out the photosphere.
Mask out the photosphere.
Mask out the photosphere.
That's what it was.
On main viewer.
On main viewer. It looks like a sun.
It is one.
Mask out the photosphere.
I love this moving
Photoshop.
So Photoshop. This is very, very early Photoshop.
Quadrant. This is like
07 magnification factor 12.
Wow. That's like how I used to edit on like the first versions of Final Cut, where
my
I was like, this thing is bothering me.
Also, isn't that like, what you're not supposed to look at when there's an eclipse?
Yeah.
Like that exact thing.
Yeah. That is
but
the exact image
screen.
That you're like would damage your retina like forever.
Yeah, but they're not. The viewer screen isn't a window. It's like a screen.
Okay, Alice.
Okay, so then why is this? What do you say when you're like encandilado? You know, like when the sun is like encandilando. Like, I only know the word in Spanish, but when you're like looking at the sun and you're like encandilado. You know, like,
I love that it's not clearing anything else. But
I'm just keeping gesturing like a face. Hand to my face, and my eyes get peeled. That's what I'm doing.
My eyes get peeled. Like it burns your eyeballs out?
Yeah, yeah. Like you're looking at the sun, and you're like, ugh.
What's the word again?
Encandilado. Like candilado, like
burned?
Yeah, like candle.
Okay.
Encandilado.
Will you spell it for me?
Oh, in Chinese.
Trance. What?
Like deer in the headlights?
E-N-C. Yeah. Like
a deer in the headlights, like a transfixed or something?
A-N-D-I.
Let's look it up.
L-A-D-O.
Siri. I have worded like a pamphlet.
Encandilado.
And then like N is like in. And then candilado is like candle, right? Like a candlelight.
See.
Dazzled.
So like you're like.
Dazzled.
You're,
the word
dazzled.
Is dazzled.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
what does dazzled mean?
It means encandilado.
You don't believe it because it's an English word? No. I want to say encandilado, not dazzled.
Well, then dazzle is not the word. It doesn't sound right. Well, encandilar.
That's because you're saying it weird.
You're just pointing at the word. See? That's what I'm saying.
See? I'm pointing with my pen, just pointing at the literal word that I'm saying out loud.
Oh, my God. Why?
It's hard for
me. It's a great word.
It is. Dazzled is like...
Especially because
your
it
eyes
doesn't
too
have
bright?
A translation, apparently.
You're too. It hurts because it's too bright.
I think that the common usage of dazzled is that you're impressed by something.
Yeah,
but
see?
I think I'm sure like the literal meaning of the word is probably something like... It's hard to look at because it's bright, it's shiny, you know.
So why is he so encandilado from a screen? Like this light changes and he's like,
it's like different. It doesn't have a translation is the deal.
Wow.
Si un perro el rabo encandilado.
What?
Y las orejas levantadas, ten cuidado. If a dog
caution.
If a dog's tail is high and his ears are up, be careful.
That's not a...
Si un perro tiene el rabo encandilado.
No.
Okay. Cuando Miguel está encandilado, no hace más que decir tonterías. When Miguel is drunk, he can only talk nonsense.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This you know what's so hard?
The crazy thing about Google is that it's definitely wrong.
It's definitely, everything I've searched. My entire point is that he's like going through viewing the sun through his screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like,
but like if you we're looking at the sun through your phone,
mm-hmm.
through the camera on your phone.
Right.
It wouldn't.
It can't.
Dazzle you.
Because it doesn't have the ability to project the sunbeam.
Although they have great screens.
Yeah.
Their screens are so far advanced.
Nowadays. Oh, you mean there? Yeah. Like you're advertising.
It's almost like seeing.
Phones have great screens.
Honestly, the Galaxy S12 is like constantly.
Phones have great screens.
Honestly,
now.
On my Samsung Galaxy, we're like, oh, geez, Paul's really sold out.
Sold out.
The technical aspect of it is weird to me. I don't know. It's just like a thing. I
know what you mean.
Like also,
I know it doesn't.
That dark circle is funny to
it's
me.
It's really funny it's how they hilarious. Move. They it's so move silly. It into it's place. Hilarious. Very.
Yeah.
They just like move it a little bit. They didn't like they make it giant... just show what? Up. Like,
I know. Where's exactly. this exactly? Where's this? Why did it just appear? Why is it in the corner of the screen? Like, I'll just move that up here.
Where did the circle? It's where so was the circle coming from? That it's they had to like move. They had to move it there.
Like, everything in this episode is so we had no time. Like, should we do something to the lentils before they become the drug? To the lentils? Should we color the dry lentils, or should we just be that the dry lentils are the narcotic drug?
That's six okay. pipes of dark lentils.
There is a lot of unintentional comedy yeah, in this episode
because
these drugged out weirdos
are so
when
great.
They're talking to them
so great
and they're like hey what if have you tried fixing your ship and like
oh, it's so
how good. Would you do that
it's oh yeah
it's they're, the best because it's like that's how I would act if I was
they're very
in charge of a ship
they're ridiculous they're yeah. like I guess it's like
yeah I know.
You guys are dying I guess
freighter very old
captain. Our sensors are being severely affected by the sun flares.
All right, we finally get them on
screen. Take them as close as possible to the freighter.
657.
Moving in, sir.
Thank you.
There are six life forms aboard the freighter,
that's like FaceTiming with my grandma when she's like, I'm like, grandma, fix it. And she's like, I don't know. It doesn't work. Nothing works.
Before we get into this, why are they needing to study this? Like, I don't understand why they're like, the whole premise of the episode is that they're like, we got to get really close to look at it. Why? What's different about it? They never figure it out. It's like just
as
like this.
Close to the sun as we possibly
can. Gotta get
can.
Close. Okay. Why? Why they need to do this?
I mean, like,
they also like.
It's different. No one's ever seen it before. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've seen something pretty close to that in my day and age.
Yes, but getting close to the sun. It's like you're talking about a distance. You can only get so close to something like that. Mm-hmm. So any distance that you could safely travel to get close, it's not going to make any difference.
Right. It's ridiculous because it's like, what? How far can you get without burning?
Yeah.
You're going to see the same as like...
Anyone has already been that close.
Yeah, let's move 6 feet closer.
Exactly.
Helm, move the ship.
How
six
much closer,
feet closer,
Captain? It's like, I mean, like a meter.
We're naturally moving
that much
per minute.
Yeah. How much can we move? Like, how little can we move? Can we move just a smidge?
Are they static in space?
So
once
stupid.
It, like, the spaceship stops, I'm sure they move 6 feet roughly here and there, right? Even more?
I feel like this spaceship stops on a dime.
Really? Just like, whoop! Mm-hmm. Death stop.
Yeah, it does. It's the future.
It's all right. Accepted. That's a good explanation.
All stop.
Okay, 657.
I moved a little further.
This
Captain
dude.
Tijan and Parmesan. That's what I was thinking all the time.
We have lost, I don't know, something. I'm no longer able to maintain this.
Look at how many people wrote it.
But Grandma, what do you mean? Grandma, what do you mean?
No, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we're just seeing the ceiling. Tilt the computer down.
Shut down?
I'm seeing the ceiling fan.
Grandma, I only see your chin.
I see the top of your head.
Computer analysis.
Well, a computer's not working very well.
Okay, Grandma. What do you mean by that?
Tap into that computer and clarify the situation.
I will attempt it, sir.
Good.
Captain.
Glad that line of dialogue was in there.
If you want it.
So much space around
I'm going to try.
Hold them out of orbit before they enter the atmosphere.
Freighter, why didn't he just tell him, like, hey, do this? Yeah. And then he does it silently.
I know.
I feel like they were trying to fill so much time.
Yeah, I know. It's always like that.
Because the plot is like...
Captain.
It's a good premise.
Continues to deteriorate.
It's a here's
the
thing, though.
Interfering with the tractor
Wait,
beam, Captain. I can't
is,
lock on.
We gotta hear from these guys one more time.
Captain
yeah.
Tijan, we're unable to attach
Tijan
the tractor
and Parmesan.
Because of the intense solar activity.
I understand. Thanks for trying.
I've determined what is not...
It's an amazing Thanks for trying.
And they look at each other so... They give each other a look like, what's going on
with this dude?
He had a terrible attitude. I was like, come on, dude. Like, what is this? Are you trying to die? What do you want? Oh, my God. That's like half the guys that like asked me out on a date, and they're like, I don't know.
Yep, exactly. When I was on Raya for a while.
Next week, maybe. And you're like...
Every time I'd hook up with a guy on Raya or like hook up like
in, on in what terms
of the like exclusive dating app.
I never got accepted to that shit.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
Oh my God, you're like the fifth quality person that I found out, because like I'm on it.
I am it's the fifth quality,
not
person.
High quality. Every guy, Veronica, first of all, sorry, only either surfs, skateboards, and also owns a pug. And like you'd meet some guy, and then you'd be like, hey, wanna like. They'd message you and they'd be like, so you want to meet up? Eye roll emoji. Like, they'd be mad that they had. I'm like, this isn't a like, yeah, I do. That's why I'm on here, weirdo. Like, why are you acting like they're under some sort of court order to be there? So I guess we have to do this now. We don't have to. You could just not be on here. Stop polluting the system with your longboard.
The verdict is you're going to have to court three women a week. You're gonna have
on
to
this
ask
exclusive
them out.
Exclusive dating app.
You're gonna have all to right, ask them out.
I guess I'm a hot commodity in this society.
And I want to see the receipts here by next week. Okay, I'm the judge. See ya.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, the guys were like really over it, even though they were like,
they're wasted, man.
It's like
they're like
fucking such a bummer when your ship's like going down or whatever,
and you're like, your entire civilization is sick. It's like
they're all Brad Pitt in True Romance,
and then they board the ship and they've got these rad space overalls. He got
Brad like that reference.
Brad like that reference.
Thank you, Brad.
Brad like that reference. I gotta get some more tea, you guys.
Okay. Well, we'll see you later.
Oh, okay.
It's a pause? Or it's like,
we're doing a break? Okay. Sorry.
Folks, we got to go to a break.
I just want to tell you that Alice said, I got to get some tea. And she started taking off her headphones. And she was going to just get up and go.
We do have the benefit of having Paul Tompkins here. So why don't we let him cut to break in his professional way that he does? This is going to be amazing.
On that note, we got to take a break. When we return, we'll have more about the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, Symbiosis.
I just heard that a bunch of people weren't subscribed to the Patreon for Treks in the City, and I
can't accept that.
It's just not right.
I know. I'm like, you have to. You have to.
Because
subscribe. Because it's both
impractical and provocative.
That's right. It's exactly. The most impractical way to get your podcast.
Our own Patreon.
Have you ever wanted to go to a website and hear a podcast as opposed to just downloading it into iTunes? I haven't, but then I've discovered Patreon, and you can get the real MP3 copy of it, and then you can mail it to people in an email
and blackmail us because
we download it, and then you can blackmail us with the content that we're. So it's actually dangerous for us, and
so it's very
scary
because we are straight up confessing
Patreon
all of what we do in our real lives.
Like, if you make a true statement and not be called out by your producer directly after
you
said it,
if you want to hate. If you want to,
then you try not being me.
What happened? I'm confused.
I said that there's no RSS feed in there. Clearly, of course there is.
There is an RSS
feed. Why would you pay for something in which there isn't? Why would you pay for something where you have to pay an amount of money per year and then also listen to commercials? Yeah, might as well go to CBS All Access.
Yeah, you might as well try to watch Star Trek Discovery and then in the middle of the most important plot point, just go to a yogurt commercial.
Or Gelzans.
Yeah, thank you.
That weird medication that nobody knows what it does.
It's a weird, like, a what?
Get Gelzans.
What's the demographic of this fucking show that there's so much arthritis meds in this thing?
I think the arthritis is being caused by the show.
What we want to tell you guys is to subscribe to our Patreon because
it's stuff like this you'll hear.
Yeah, and also I'm regretting how much I've said about my personal life. Like,
me too.
Straight up, you can hear this and then subscribe and then just straight up ruin my life if you mail it to some certain people.
I think it ruin your life.
They would ruin my sex life, my
you don't
personal life.
Have a sex life.
It's true.
We got a spit take on that one. So subscribe to the Patreon. It's a lot of loud.
But
call
I tell us. You why Names I don't have one. Down.
Yeah, and you tell us why, and I talk about some other stuff. So
her personal life too.
Just
she was pretty open.
Do
the last episode.
It for know. Me. Bye. And welcome back
to Trex.
Welcome back to Trex in the City. Happy Christmas to you and to all a good party, 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 party. Time to party, party.
I just gotta 2018. Say, 2018. Blah, 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 Paul blah. And Alice prepared a song and they both have little cues in their own cell phones. And I feel out of the loop.
Hey.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Because I have a soundboard.
I've got a lock on him.
I will.
Let him go.
Let him go. I have a lock on him.
Let him go. I have a lock on him.
I gotta let him go.
What kind of dialogue is this?
I've got a clear shot. I'm going home.
All right. I found the wires. I'm gonna detonate the bomb anyway. I don't know.
That's the opposite. The wires.
There they are.
Oh yeah,
wow, it's just a bunch of wires.
I found the wires. Wait,
wow, it's just a bunch of wires.
Okay, deactivate the bomb.
What, how would I do that exactly?
Why are you
well,
by
you
the
come
wires
do it then.
Why are you by the wires?
Why are right. you why am I by the I got sent in. I honestly don't know why I buy these wires.
Are you near some wires? Look around.
In a way, aren't we all?
Mm,
interesting. Oh, we're going back to the beginning again?
No, yeah.
No, look at this. Come on.
Let's just go back to the beginning.
Look at this stupid thing.
Look at this stupid thing. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Computer's been going crazy for a long time.
They never find a way to make the computer. Captain,
my console seems to be overloading.
The X-ray.
He's like the king. This Star Trek has so many statements that are so useless.
Yeah.
Like the computer clearly is overloaded. Yeah. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's then like
making noise and lights.
Yeah.
I don't know
and
why.
And then they'll always do that thing where it's like it's making noise and lights.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's frozen.
It's like, you know what the dialogue is? It's like this show was written so inclusively that it's a show for blind people to watch because they just say everything that's happening.
Yeah. There's like, yeah, 1529. Okay, here, look at the security guys.
This is a good line by
1529.
Tasha.
1529.
I like what she says.
Behave yourselves, gentlemen.
I know.
Nice.
She has so much good potential. And the security guys come in. Look at him. Look at them.
They're so
he's like, hey.
Are you? Epa. Do I shoot you or you?
Okay, toy.
Who gets shot?
Escort our visitors to the observation lounge.
You know, I really love this part because the dialogue between Riker and Yar is so great because she keeps that task with her as a security officer.
She sure does.
And
a natural electrical
she's
charge?
So focused on it.
Formidable.
Yes. And a difficult weapon to confiscate.
See? Yeah. She's thinking about the weapon. Yeah. See, look.
We're
here. Humanoids with that power.
Neither have I. I wonder how they evolved.
I wonder if the strong magnetic field of their sun might have something to do with it.
Could be. I wonder how much power our guests can produce.
Or if they need to recharge.
It's an interesting ability. The question is, how do I defend against it?
You think our visitors pose a threat?
I don't know. But if they do, I'd better be ready for it.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Precisely! I love this. This is like an acknowledgement. Yeah! Yes! Because it's like, that's what I would do at the end of it.
So
just like
Aussie.
A guitar riff.
What's so amazing is that, so that comes back, that ability.
Mm-hmm.
Later, the guy holds Riker hostage or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then we don't learn anything more about it.
And Tasha Yar's not even there.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I better be on top of these guys at all times, except for most of the time for the rest of the episode.
It was a great setup for an episode that never happened. It was just like, oh, wow, okay. This could have been a whole show.
That's very first season with this show because there's a lot of times where it's like the last time I was here, where it was like, I wish we'd known more about that weird... godlike thing out there. Oh well, let's get out of here.
I wish we'd done anything to study the thing we were here to study.
Yeah, we wasted too long in a very obvious problem that our solution was to just do what we wanted anyway. It's too bad we didn't investigate this thing on our exploring vessel.
We came here to see.
Exactly. This is exactly the kind of shit that we're all about.
Billions of dollars. We left San Francisco exploring the galaxy to talk to four dudes that are like
four dudes
that are in like some kind of beef. And that's
Captain's log. We got distracted again by some dudes with some beef. I can't keep getting in the middle of this.
These
shit.
Dudes have mad beef.
I've realized it's my codependence.
We spent $2 billion dollars.
Earth dollars. Latinum.
Getting all the way here.
So eventually we figure out that.
And the solar flares don't matter.
We don't figure it out.
Well, we do figure it out.
Right.
Way ahead of them.
Right.
And
I do.
It is like sort of, it's not like you know right away, but
I was slightly ahead of
you. You know, like they're, what's weird is they're figuring it out, is they're discussing whether or not this could be the case. And it's like, well, we know that it is.
Yeah.
But this is, it just feels like so much padding. Like, do you think that maybe that they're taking advantage of these people? I don't know. I mean, maybe not.
Maybe we're going to have to monitor the situation.
They might be in, I guess,
maybe by next commercial break we'll know something about it, but probably not.
And they could have saved all that time and kind of deal with the Prime Directive, but also I just don't like, I like techno babble. I like when they're both talking in the hallway being like, how much power does it have? Because that's what I would do with other nerds.
Yeah.
So I want to hear more of that, of Beverly going the electrical impulse. Yeah. That's great for them. That can, she can synthesize also, something. And like,
I don't think it serves any purposes for Beverly to never know anything.
Yeah.
For Beverly's entire repertoire of medical tools to be always useless.
Yes.
Just holding them down like, up.
I had the same thought. I was like, why wouldn't she recognize that these are withdrawal symptoms?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
Unisolatable sickness.
Yeah.
There's still symptoms that all go with the withdrawal.
Yes.
You can see what they are.
And they're shaking.
They care very much about this cargo.
Yeah.
It's like, put it all together, everybody.
And they're like, whatever. They're like, do you need to be saved? Yeah, I don't know. Like, clearly you're a drug addict.
Yeah.
They're like clearly drug addicts.
You
from
think
the
it's
beginning.
Because maybe this, the Federation is a hierarchical, they're a system that doesn't deal with this type of thing very often. So maybe it's just so deeply buried in the archives of civilization. But then you hear
that,
Tasha Yar
talk most
about it.
Generous. Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say
from a different planet.
That's so generous, Alice.
And it's so clear that Tasha Yar herself had a problem with addiction when she talks about this and never gets into it.
Exactly.
The PSA.
But she keeps it anonymous.
The PSA, it's at 30.
Tasha, why?
I'm here.
Voluntarily become dependent on a chemical.
I gotta listen to this.
Voluntary addiction to drugs is a recurrent theme in many cultures.
I love that she turns around like, what are these two assholes talking about?
No one wants to become dependent.
That happens later.
But it does happen. So why do people start?
On my home planet, there was so much poverty and violence that for some, the only escape is through drugs.
I don't understand.
It doesn't, but it makes you think it does. You have to understand. Drugs can make you feel good.
But if there's bad results, why wouldn't anybody do it?
World, you're happy, sure of yourself, in control.
But it's artificial.
It doesn't feel artificial until the drug wears off. Then you pay the price. Before you know it, you're taking the drug not to feel good, but to keep from feeling bad.
And that's the trap.
All you care about is getting your next dosage. Nothing else matters.
I guess I just don't understand.
Wesley, I hope you never do.
Lieutenant Yar, we're ready in the guest quarters.
Wait, I play it again.
Yeah. There you go.
Great PSA. Now I know what drugs do.
The more you take them, Wesley. I like the tinge of like annoyed with him that she has in her voice.
Yeah, she should be.
Wesley, you start taking them so you don't feel bad. A person might go through a lot in their life and be followed by rape gangs everywhere they went. And the only thing they could have to to give them a sense of escape is the jingle jangle. And you too, sister. Let's talk about something that's a real brain twister. Whoa, amazing.
Drugs.
It's a drugs PSA from exactly that era.
It sounds like a drugs ad.
So that's exactly.
Drugs.
It sounds like they were like,
drugs are bad. Don't ask your dad. What the fuck?
Drugs are bad. Don't ask your dad.
Just take them. Don't ask your dad. Drugs.
Cough syrups for when you have a cough.
Here's two things. Here's two things. Number one. Wesley's he can't understand, but it's artificial, the good feeling. When they live in the holodeck world, do you know what I mean? And it's like, well, they have synthesized food,
right?
Like, why would that be so crazy? Number two, I've always found it strange that Tasha Yar wears lipstick.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's just regular old lipstick. You know what I mean? There's nothing interesting about it.
Because on TOS, on the original series, Uhuru would wear like green fingernails, which wasn't that common in the time. So why wouldn't they think beyond normal 80s makeup?
It also doesn't quite seem the character. No. You know what I mean? She's like a security officer. She's all business.
She comes from the rape gang. She's like,
rape gangs.
I was clearly a drug addict. And she's like, in the morning,
and that
just
in
getting
itself,
ready.
Her and I would say Gates McFadden, that's probably why they left the show. Like, not just that, but like the being in that context of being like, like you brought it up last episode with Eliza, where like imagine being Tasha Yar or Denise Crosby and getting the breakdown for Tasha Yar. It's like, oh, I'm this super badass chief of security
used to be in rape gangs,
like, lived in this horrible, like, my backstory is so intense. It's like, yeah. And then you show up and it's like, here, you're going to be wearing salmon shimmer. And it's like, what?
And like, there's like, why? Yeah. The line of the episode is like, Captain, I recommend to use a tractor beam. And then they're like, no. And that's it. Sometimes that's the line that she said that episode.
Didn't she say the tractor beam is available?
If you want it. Like, he knows.
So weird.
The captain knows the tractor beam.
It's available.
There's a
like
pool
it's
in the holodeck.
Not available.
It's like, yep.
Can I use the tractor beam? It's
being booked.
It's unavailable.
Booked. Yeah. You have to get a slot.
There's like a rehearsal until 11. So there's
tractor beam rehearsal.
We're doing a lottery like Hamilton where the day of we let somebody use the tractor beam.
It's booked.
So it's a tractor beam line down the Jeffrey's tube.
People just want to tow things.
Wait, we got to pause the line. The captain needs to use the tractor beam. No.
No, that's
no
not the system. That's
I'm sorry,
not the
guys.
System.
No cutsies.
Yeah, no cutsies. The tractor beam is available if you
We've
want
been here
it.
Since 9 a.m.
Yeah, I know, Yar. I know it's available.
Do you know that
I
my
know
mom's
the
friends has used the tractor beam twice in May?
What?
Yeah.
It's impossible to use it once a year.
It's okay. Beat the bit to death.
So she's like but she still like has a nice little dialogue of like,
yeah, I mean,
I'm aware
a good
of security.
Yar episode.
I wish they
swan song.
They could go more that route instead of PSA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But it's still like, you can tell she's a really great actress because she had like those two moments and then it was like, you can really tell that she's very focused in her job and you can really tell that she comes from a background.
Yeah.
Like just by her saying those dumb PSA lines.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, this character, it's kind of, I don't know, it's really sad that she wanted to leave the show and then like that eventually happened because I feel like due to like unawareness and like racism or like misogynistic writing, and we've wasted so much potential of like stories that could be told or like things that could, I don't know, like media would be so different if it was like
if it was better. Think how amazing rap music would be if Russell Simmons hadn't just straight up like taken out groups of women who were, I mean, because now we have Cardi B and like Nicki Minaj and all these new artists who are coming up and they're great.
And but Tinashe, like, well, she doesn't rap.
But like rap has been so misogynistic for so long, and it doesn't have to be. Like I feel like people have just assumed like, well, yeah, it has to be. It's rap. You know, which is like, no, it didn't have to be. It's just that it has been because these certain people were in charge and they were just monsters.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. Star Trek is one of those shows that make you...
Yeah.
No other show of the time kind of points out the fact so clearly to me, the fact that it could have been so much different. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Assume media from that time as like what it is and that's it. And
yeah.
As like, that's all it could have been. And it's like, no. No, we could have had really amazing storylines or characters or arcs or things. We just like have been wasted all this time.
But I also think that sometimes things are like when you see a lack, it's like, I mean, we're now confronting a lot of those things, and we're just maybe culturally ready to do that at this time. And we have shows like Star Trek to kind of like light the path in a way. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's a lot of gaps that they have, but we can easily see those now from a perspective of hindsight as 2020. I don't know. What do you think, Paul?
Well, you also see...
Paul had left.
How
he walked out hours ago.
I'm near the wires.
Chick talk. No thanks. Yeah, as we all know, Paul.
Wait. You got the wires?
Well, I'm near the wires.
we'll cut them.
Which... Why?
Because the bomb is going to go off.
Bomb?
Bomb?
What's also amazing is you see how slowly things change. That, you know, all the stuff that we're saying about this character, that it still took so much time to get to the point where now we're having characters for women that are not like afterthoughts, you know what I mean? That are not, that actually live up to the promise of what the character is supposed to be on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just getting to that now. And it's still like, it's still a problem.
Yeah.
You know?
You think of it like this, like they really explore throughout the season's data, right? What it's data. Because he's an android.
Data.
Mr. Data.
What is data?
Mr. Data. And he is a he. But if the android would have been a female, I'm sure the themes explored would have been so different. Point. And it's still about an android.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The exploration of the theme is an android a man? Mm-hmm. Can we disassemble it? Is he a part of humanity in a way? Like, and then with a female, I bet it would have been like, sexual, first of all.
Is the android a man? No. You could see she's got boobs. Sorry.
First.
I'm not contributing anything to this conversation.
I'm not contributing
to this. Why do I say? And then I say more. No. Come on.
She's dazzled.
I was in Cantilada.
Can I interest you in a Kjorn?
I must be in IKEA. What is that supposed to mean? Shut up, Chauncey. That's my boyfriend in this sketch.
What sketches? Oh, my God. She's loose.
She's loose.
And they did explore like, okay, I'm going back to they did explore data sexual as a sexual being immediately, but from Yar's perspective.
Yeah, they did. It was like second episode, right? Where they were like, look,
I love it so
obviously
much.
Everybody's wondering if this android fucks.
Does he have a penis?
That's not the first thing on everyone's mind.
So many times.
Does he have a penis? Yes.
Yeah.
But does he fuck?
Does he fuck?
Data fucks.
But I don't think they would have had such epic episodes as... I mean, maybe I'm just being like a little...
I think you're absolutely right. And I don't think they would have explored those issues in the same way if the android had been a woman.
A female.
Because being male and white, he's default human.
Yes.
Exactly. So then we don't have to worry about all the chick stuff or whatever.
You know what happened? Speaking of default human, I at the cafe, the one of, so everyone, I feel like the majority of people there are not white, and the chef, he's the twin, and he's from Barbados, and they're black, but they grew up in Boston, so it's like a full cultural background. And he comes into the, like, it's amazing. So he comes into the, his twin comes into the kitchen, and he was wearing a Band-Aid because he had a cut, and it was default color,
which
is so light compared to him being like a black guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's like still like
the Band-Aid thing is crazy.
It's so sad that you have to like carry around this thing that's like a highlighter arm. That's just like, I have a cut.
Yeah,
versus
yeah, yeah.
Like if I wear a Band-Aid, it's still a little light for my skin, but it's still like blends in so that no one's like, she has a cut.
And like I would buy brown Band-Aids if they made them.
I've only they do make them.
They do.
Yeah, but they're not readily available. I've only seen them in a store once.
It's like Jewish Hanukkah cards. They're not at Barnes and Noble. This is very different.
Do they really not have Hanukkah cards at Barnes and Noble?
Yeah, and I told her, I was like, you guys are wasting a golden opportunity for business. Like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. So, like, Jews don't ever go to mainstream anything. We just go to Judaica's to, like, get things because it's not worth it. It's not worth trying to, like, go through the entire Barnes and Noble. Like, the Christmas section is, like...
That does seem nuts.
Yeah, because so many people who shop at Barnes and Noble might not, even if they're not Jewish... They would want to buy Hanukkah cards anyway because everybody knows someone who's Jewish.
Well, and in Hanukkah, you like I give don't. Gifts. You don't know one Jew.
Well, I do now.
Thank you.
Reluctantly.
But also, Hanukkah is a gift-giving holiday.
Yes, exactly.
They've then made it like that.
A book is a perfect like Hanukkah type, you know.
Yes. Totally. It's like Jews or would go there to buy
zero gravity
gifts.
Shower chair.
That's right.
And if you're like Jewish book and you light. May have like a Christian person, you can just. You know, go get them a book for Christmas. They're at Christmas.
That's right.
So why wouldn't they?
Barnes and
it's
Noble.
A golden opportunity. And then if they had black or different skin tones Band-Aids readily available, they would make money.
Yeah, because money.
There's a lot of people who are not white.
I am curious. So I'm gonna look on Amazon for Band-Aids.
I bet they're more expensive. Just like tampons are like luxury taxed. Or
I
like,
can't talk about the taxes right now. Let's check in with this guy.
Let's
who
check
is
in with
the,
this guy.
The station, the communicator on the station of the planet or whatever, who is like asking about where the drugs are. I really love this guy. Oh, we got to look from Data. So much pausing, standing.
Oh,
around.
This dude. That's Kenneth Teagar.
Yes. It is here.
It's a character actor.
You gotta get it to us.
Was on a lot of TV in the 80s.
We're dying down here.
This guy overacts.
Oh, it's worse than it's ever
so much.
Before. I'm doing everything I can.
Not this dude, but the other dude.
The other
right?
one, yeah.
You see what happened? Well, boy, stop. I can't listen anymore. Jean, there's so many people here. So much suffering. We need the medicine. You've got to get it to us.
Why?
Help, Jean.
These guys sound like they really need that medicine.
Yeah, that's what Beverly's thinking. Wow, this disease is so weird.
I've never seen anyone want medicine so much.
They really want medicine. They're so shaky and kind of itching themselves.
No, stop. I can't listen anymore.
No, stop.
The dialogue written by Tommy Wiseau.
Here in the 1830s.
Where are the drugs? Tell me exactly.
No, don't tell me anything. The overacting.
Mm. Now, as for our cargo.
Our cargo, Captain.
Beverly
Wrong,
Hills Hicks.
Sobe.
My first officer said that ownership of this cargo is in dispute, but this question must be settled by whatever legal machinery exists between your two societies.
Captain, you don't understand. This is a matter of life and death.
Why is that? What is this cargo?
Look at this guy.
He can't sit still.
Second guy.
Medicine.
It's like now rewatching it from
Indeed. Our planet is in desperate need, Captain.
Desperate
we have people suffering from a lethal plague.
Oh my God.
I mean, he's going for it. He's going for it.
He's in desperate need.
Well, he's trying
to. You gotta have that.
He's trying to act like a drug addict.
Yeah.
Like he's fiending. So he's thinking like, yeah, you know, drug people that are bad and they're intense and dramatic, you know. I feel like in the 80s that was the perspective, like, ooh, druggies, bad, you know.
Yeah, that was a perspective.
Now, druggies good.
Drug Everyone
good.
Loves druggies now.
Everyone's druggies. Like, druggies!
By the way, have you watched Riverdale?
I watched approximately almost one episode of Riverdale.
So in is Riverdale, they have a drug issue.
There's What's
a,
that?
Is it good to you?
Like, it's not good to me.
It's not good to you.
It was.
That's how you define shows, right?
Yeah.
That show is no good to me.
It's no good to you? Me.
It's no good to me.
I watched, I think, 25 minutes of the first episode.
So, and you were like, this is
They
no
have
good
a drug to issue okay. on the in Riverdale.
A drug issue.
And the drug that they have a problem with that's been that's disseminated so is called... The drug is called...
A drug issue? Okay, I'm so sorry.
The drug is called Jingle Jangle.
What?
It's called Jingle Jangle.
What are you talking about?
On Riverdale. That's what they call their
are
drug.
Are you fucking kidding
no.
me?
No.
Jingle Jangle?
Jingle Jangle?
It's called Jingle Jangle.
That is not cool.
It's
So there's people on this show saying, hey, I want to buy some of that Jingle Jangle.
Yeah.
And yeah, then there's somebody else saying, I think he's on Jingle Jangle.
Did you get the Jingle Jangle? Yeah.
Oh, he's on Jingle Jangle? Why did they make it so stupid? Do you know?
I don't know.
Did they watch their own show and they're like, we might as well call it Jingle Jangle?
Just clapping.
You pussycats are pearls before the swine of Riverdale. Do you all have to come to the party I'm hosting
a long
tonight?
Scene.
In your honor. Let's say 10 o'clock. My hotel room at the Five Seasons.
The Five Seasons?
What?
Hi there.
Oh, Cheryl, this is the best character ever invented.
I'm girl, Cheryl Blossom. What? You must be Veronica's old school chum I keep hearing about.
Nick, St. Clair.
Now that's a name I can get behind.
What?
10 o'clock, you said?
Who needs to get behind a name?
Where's the Jingle Jangle?
Who thinks this is good?
I know, right? No one here. Wait, why is there such a long...
I went by your Jingle Jangle.
There we go.
Something with a little more kick.
Is that?
Jingle Jangle? Why, yes, it is.
Oh. I hooked them up.
Jingle Jangle?
What does Jingle Jangle do?
Dude, we told you we're not...
Marijuana?
Watching. Don't take this the wrong way, but you are an
Ecstasy.
Epic buzzkill.
Is that like a microdose?
Like back in the day? Aren't you supposed to be showing me a good time for daddy's orders?
Down, Nikki. I'm just getting going. And now that you mention it, I in fact wouldn't mind a little sugar to spice up this party.
Is that Veronica?
Every other night it's burgers and milkshakes. Can't we just cut loose and pretend we're normal for once?
It's in a pixie stick.
I'm in.
Me too.
I am. In. I'm Kevin. Done listening to this.
Hi, man.
Jingle Jangle.
No, that's the name I can get behind.
How do I stop it?
Oh my God, I hated that.
It's terrible.
You know what? It's the reason that we don't like it, probably you guys don't like it, is because it's very bad.
Stupid.
It's not good at all, and it's the worst. So that's
But you watch it, you're hooked on it now?
I have a Riverdale
crew. You really think that's the reason why we don't like it?
It's just like, I watch it with a group of people, and my friend's boyfriend is comically versed on the Riverdale tableau and the mythology. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll be like, why did they call him that? That's because that's his last name before his first marriage. Like, he just knows everyone.
Wait, does he know
really
it from
well.
The Archie comics?
No, he knows it from watching Riverdale.
Okay.
The first season was, I watched it on a plane. I binged the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it was like very good to watch on a plane type of thing. Like, you know, drift in and out of consciousness as you do.
The only way.
You know, air travel. sometimes I almost die. But I watch it with people. We make popcorn and stuff. What's up going on?
I'm not
going
to deny anybody a fun time. Do
Thank
you know what
you.
I mean?
That's you. That's you, what I call Papa P.
Do you like drugs, Papa P?
I like some drugs.
Yeah. I like some drugs,
I don't
too.
Really do drugs, but I have in the past, and there's stuff that I've enjoyed.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not, I don't know.
You
overall,
have addiction
not,
in your family?
Undisclosed?
I don't think we have any known acknowledged addictions in our family.
Irish
and Italian.
Oh, they're naturally addicted.
I think we've probably had a bunch of alcoholics, but
I'm joking.
Back then it was so hard to tell. You have to be so extreme to be an alcoholic.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what happens in South America too. To be to be considered an alcoholic, you have to be like actively like killing people
or something, mowing down pedestrians.
Because you just get handed drinks. I was thinking, like, when was the first
constant cocktail party?
It's very fancy. Sorry for that.
Bienvenidos.
My dad drove me to a party when I was 10. Most of my kids, so I'm a June baby, and I was like ahead in school a little bit.
I knew you were a June baby.
I'm a June baby. And
hey, you guys want to try this June baby? Spice this party up a little bit?
I'm ready to spice this party up with a little June baby.
Yeah, Nick. I'm here. I want to try the June baby.
Hi, I'm the June baby.
That's a name I can get behind.
What does that mean? I don't understand. What? That's a name I can get behind.
None of it makes any sense.
Well, none of things.
So we finally...
So I'm a June baby.
I was a little bit ahead in my high school, in my class. My dad took me to a birthday party of some kid that was a little older on top of that. So they were like already
not
turning...
Not a May baby.
No.
He was a May baby. Different story.
Oh, a real maybe over here.
So this guy was turning like 12 and I was like 10, and they already had beers in the like for the kids, for the guests.
Mm-hmm. Sure, of course. The kids party got to have beer.
I had my first beer at a little party right there. It's kids, a couple beers, you know, wine.
We're drinking hard alcohol.
Yeah. And at 14, my dad was like, here's a whiskey. This is how you drink. So, like, it is cultural. And you...
Wait a minute. I thought you said you were 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. I was 10 when I had that beer.
It was a four-year party.
By the fourth year, I was having whiskey. But the fourth
it
year,
is a different culture.
It's so different.
It was,
you would not believe how different it is.
People, you guys call it high school. I call it
a
four. It's a
four-year
one party where your parents enable.
They all that money and the longest all that money, and you're never gonna leave this party. Got some books.
I don't know what that is.
Give myself a look. I'm at the corner just in time to see. I'm still at this party.
It's all right.
Oh, my sure.
Parents. I'm at a party with my parents.
Okay, now I get it.
So I had a whiskey at 14. We do like New Year's Eve. Like you give the kids like one finger of champagne. Like like drink Italians. Fingers? So we drink wine at the table as kids or like coffee. It's a lot. But it keeps you... It kept me from being like a fucking mess at 21 because I had already, I was over it. I didn't need to like desperately get the alcohol. I already had been. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We can access it. It's fine. So it kind of chills the entire thing.
That's
the experience.
Yeah, that's what they say.
By a lot.
Yeah.
That's what we should do here.
Yeah.
That's
at 18, it's, I feel like
no, at 10.
Yeah.
Give kids alcohol.
They should do Shandy.
I always think like I want
in the summertime.
Like if I ever have
in
a kid,
the Shandy's little guy with his dad. Sorry,
Alice has a song for every occasion.
We got alcoholism rates up and lower.
She can adjust any. I can't believe this skill. It's so annoying, but it's also
my
very
mom
powerful.
Used to do it.
I mean, she's remembering things.
She's kind of remembering things at random,
it's,
all out loud.
Yeah, it's
and that's
word
kind
association.
Of what it is. With a melody.
Well, we know that part of my brain's not broke.
So, well, I don't know. I was just thinking if I have a kid.
A skill would be figuring out how to not do it.
That would be a life skill. Okay, I'm going to finish this point. I'm going to not finish it. I'm just going to. Well, no, if I have a kid, right?
Yeah.
I would want to give that kid, you know, wine at the table or like.
Or not make it like
do
a
like
ooh,
Shabbat
bad thing. Right.
Yeah, and they're just like, since they're children, just like, here's a little bit of wine, like, taste it. Or here's like a, let's toast or kiddush.
I think that's great. I hate to drink alone. So with my kid, I would absolutely want my kid to party with me.
Right.
So
it is about the partying.
Yeah.
It's about the party with the kid.
Yeah. So when they're old enough to form sentences, we can have a conversation. And it's like, let's have a couple beers. And let's just talk
let's
about
just talk
let's
it
shoot
out.
The shit.
Let's talk it out.
Yeah.
Let's hang out, dude. What's up? How's your week?
I will say their approach to fixing the addiction. My favorite part of this whole episode is Beverly's last ditch effort to try to rehabilitate these people by just saying like, trust yourselves. At the end.
At the end. I know.
So sad.
It's like, I do like that they it was going to be a fallacy to give them, to not help
the
them.
Coils.
Mm-hmm. And give them the coils. So I love that they did that. I had forgotten about this episode entirely. Also, those nose attachments are so bad compared to how
they're
like,
real bad.
They get really good when they're like Bajorans, Bajor people start coming around. But right now it's like, two surgery-ridden people and two...
yeah.
Down to another.
Well, she's all right. But he's like...
okay, I went too far.
No, it's right. Yeah.
Like, even her dumb outfit is, like, revealing.
What is your prime directive?
I've seen her in other things,
situation,
right?
The prime directive.
The guy, the blonde guy?
Yeah.
He was in so much stuff in the 80s. Mm. So much stuff. Like, I used to know his name. I can't remember his name now.
Do you want our world to suffer?
No. I want the drugs.
There will be no more shipments of Felicity.
He looks like Wesley.
We will die.
You must trust yourselves. There are other options.
Like what?
That's
give
the whole
us
thing.
Some idea.
We can't help you with your addiction problem because of the Prime Directive, but we can hang out with you for a long time.
Also, about this, none of these people, this entire planet, they ever figured out what the deal was? They're like...
They need a little help.
Yeah, they never figured out, like, hey, I think these guys are taking advantage of us.
Yeah. No one. They're all just like...
Not a single one of them.
But maybe you also can't have a culture if it works the way our narcotics work.
That's a really good point. Like, someone would have been like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It also would have fallen apart way quicker. Like, they don't know how to... I like how they kind of throw a nod to how dysfunctional they are, that their ships are breaking down.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have gone on for 200 years like that. If their generations worked the same way ours do, they would have easily... Like, they would have had kids addicted to the medicine already who would have died by age 10.
Yeah.
Like, probably. Because from, you know...
Somehow these dealers figured out, like, the perfect amount to give them.
Yeah,
to
of keep lentils, them by the way.
Of lentils.
Dry lentils is in those things.
It's amazing. Art
it's
department.
So amazing.
Who was it that said that they just go shopping and they're like, oh,
that was
this
Eliza.
Looks weird. Oh, Eliza, yeah.
I was go to the mall. But this was so last minute. I can think of a million other things to use.
Yeah.
Wild rice, maybe? I don't know. Just like anything. So
jasmine
clearly.
Rice.
Orange lentils.
Coriander.
I can think of so many legumes that would have been better.
Better
like,
legumes.
Like rice.
Just get a fair
green beans.
Yeah, you could have got
sugar snap peas.
Boba pearls.
What are boba pearls?
What? Veronica? What? Boba?
Is that what's
boba
in
tea?
Boba?
Tapioca pearls?
Oh, yeah, the
things?
Pearls.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
The boba.
Yeah, thank you.
I like this.
I agree with you, by the way.
This
not into boba.
And not into boba.
So if you bought me boba for Christmas, send them back, boba.
If you bought
I'll tell
me
you,
boba
this
for
is a
Christmas.
Ship in a bottle episode. I'm just realizing.
Ooh,
I didn't read that. I didn't read it. But I just realized I love that the last 3 minutes of this episode are the best because they go into that elevator and then they quote unquote, and then they have a conversation about basically what United States does.
Yes.
And right. With other countries that are less developed. And then they immediately, Jordy's like, let's go to this other place. Why? check it out. And I love that they were like, no mission. They're all far into space and have zero mission.
I just want to not be here anymore.
Okay,
cool. Now I hate it.
Let's go to...
This area of space leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I kind of didn't... I don't know.
I don't like it. It gives me the willies.
I don't want to look at these stars.
Makes me feel comfy.
So let's go.
It is true. Like, there's... The captain's like... I don't know, man. Just pick a place and we'll go there.
I'm out of here.
There's no schedule. Like, they have no...
They're free.
Their
free
mission
flowing.
To explore is just like, go out there and just go where you go.
They're free-flowing entirely. You can
hear I get to it. Oh, you're amazing.
You can just hit there.
Wahoo.
Oh, the conversation ended. But I was like,
wahoo.
Destination, sir. I don't care. Let's just get some distance between us and this system.
Take it easy.
Aye,
sir.
I don't care.
Course 970.
And
mark
he's got this locked and loaded.
Warp 3. Where will that take us, Mr. LaForge?
The Opera Line system.
This is like when at the cafe someone's like, do you want to play the music? And I'm like, okay. And yeah. then I just kind of like have to pick something. And yeah, I pick hip hop. And it, everyone's like,
what is this?
And then everyone's like, this doesn't match. And I'm like, you told me. And that's about the end of the conversation.
That's the end of that analogy.
And that's the end of that interaction. It's like, that's like, I have something like kind of picked. Yeah. I'm like,
the opera line system.
He has something kind of picked.
But then I wonder.
Sorry, I don't know. The analogy. To me, does it work? No.
This makes me. No,
doesn't yeah. work as an analogy.
It was good. It was
oh,
good.
Thank you.
It.
Wait, I'm going to give something to myself.
All right, sure.
But just cut it there.
Okay. Okay. I love to imagine the audience getting scared and stopping all at once. So okay. I like that he lost my train of thought.
I'm so sorry. I did
damn
that to you.
To hell.
I did that
Let me to jump you. In.
I don't know what happened.
I was thinking the elevator thing is also a little bit like that conversation they were having.
Yeah.
I was like, Israel, Palestine a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's a little controversial, but it's true that England was like, this is mine. And then they were like, well, I'm going to get out of here, but I'm going to set this configuration up, and you guys figure it out, and here's some weapons, bye.
Yeah.
And they're like, see ya.
There's other options.
Yeah, kind of the Federation. Yeah.
And she's kind of winking at them when she says it. There are other options. Like what? Like a 12-step? Like,
yeah, we don't even know
there might
what
be
the other options
12
are.
Other options.
How about this option? Don't take the drugs. Dare. Great option.
You
should
say
dare
anything?
To explore your other options.
It's so crazy.
Abstinence.
Like, but Picard kind of justifies it, right? Like, even well-intentioned things like this have like resulted in catastrophes. So they really can't change the course.
Yeah, but they've done it so many times this season.
But when they're so, about like, to kill Wesley, they're like, fizzle away into no explanation. Just take it. Take a. That's
well, they
it.
Didn't. They destroyed that woman's like worldview completely and like her understanding
they
of what her.
They broke her mind.
And they completely broke her open.
Her spirit, too, in a way. Yeah. That's right. She doesn't believe no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they don't care.
Then 12 episodes later or whatever, they're like, sorry, go be drug addicts. Yeah. And you guys have fun.
Surely they've invented something by now that could cure these people of the withdrawal symptoms.
She said,
and get them. And she says that
so they've replicated something that would like ease them off.
It's like that heroin.
Can
thing.
We give it to them? I can't do that.
Sorry,
he says I can't do that.
But either. They would destroy. Like what would substitute this for? Like the Breckers, the whatever you call them, the Beverly Hills people, the Beverly Hills planet.
It's the Breckai, the Brecken.
Yeah, the Breckens.
The Beverly Hills planet.
They're like. So
it is the Beverly Hills. Yeah.
It's like the Hicks and like Beverly Hillbillies.
They are. They're like space
It's the slobs
Hicks.
Versus the snobs.
It's exactly.
Yes.
It's a classic
Texas
formula.
Tea.
And so these guys are like the only thing they ever did was sell drugs.
Yeah.
Destroy that. Like, it's okay.
Also, what if...
yeah,
what,
exactly. Right? Like, this is, exactly.
Save a group of
Like,
humans.
What if it was like, this planet murders people? This is what they do. They keep murdering the people on this other planet.
Sorry, we can't do nothing.
Well, that is... The Prime Directive would say you can't do anything.
Yeah.
It's just its own thing. But, like, I think it's so interesting that the Beverly Hills people... Fuck, I lost my train of thought again. Damn it. This keeps happening to me.
Do you ever like
so, my mind
are you driving back ever and you think of the thoughts that
no.
you were
no because I usually get them back during the episode.
Do you ever get them back when you're listening to the episode once it's out?
No.
Okay.
I think of new things.
Okay.
Just curious. Fuck, what was it what were we talking about one thing before?
The one thing before was if they kill each other.
Yeah. I guess the Prime Directive, I think of this like, this wasn't the thought, but I was also thinking that the Prime Directive is like, creates this, this problem where they want to be explorers, but they literally can't do anything. If you were following the Prime Directive perfectly, you would never do anything.
You wouldn't interact with
anyone. Ever. Yeah. You'd only be invisible all the time. You'd research everything from afar, like a safari or whatever.
Yeah.
You would not... So far.
But then it's also the Prime Directive is there's something specific about people, cultures who haven't yet gotten to warp speed or something.
Like
they can fly around in space, but only so far.
Yeah, yeah.
So that means they're still too primitive for us to deal with.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make That seems insane.
Because some cultures develop different technologies really fast.
Yeah.
They'll just have like a weird transporter technology out of nowhere for some reason.
Well, you come up with a sci-fi that works.
I remember my thought, and I
do think
I was thinking, like, what is it that the Breckens are getting from the Brenai that is like of value at all? Like, what are they trading to these drug addicts? No, they like get something from them. They trade
with
them, and they like pay them stuff, and we never found out what it is that they give them. But it's like, what could they?
It's labor.
Is that true?
Yes,
it's labor.
I think Beverly Hills has only one thing they produce.
Yeah.
So they don't make food. They don't make medicine. They don't make anything. They don't make anything else.
And they get all their stuff from these gross weirdos.
It's gotta be.
It's like really not great.
It's gotta be. It's like, what else could you figure out from there?
That's. I guess it is sort of like based on. Like how they control societies with drugs.
Yeah.
So it is kind of doesn't make
sense. It is very heavy politically commentary. That's touched so lightly.
You said a mouthful.
Mm-hmm. In a little PSA here, a little conversation there.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been like, this drugs could be are like. Bad.
Israel, Palestine. Tune in next week for the opera line system.
What is also interesting, I'm noticing, is how more polite and gentlemanly Picard gets over time. Because especially in this first season, he's really rude a lot of the time.
He seems upset.
Yeah, telling people to shut up and, you know, all that. And like that whole, like, I don't care. Like, hey, you're the fucking captain.
That does not inspire confidence
in
us, the crew.
Like, if I decided on my own before asking you, that would be bad, right? Like, if I was just, if he was like, take us out of here, it's like, sure thing. It's like, whoa, 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 where are we going?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you care now?
All right, way ahead of you. You shouldn't be.
It's weird. Like, Geordi could have been like, we're going to the Klingon Empire.
It'd be great if he was,
what?
It'd be great if he was just like, Earth. Earth.
Earth. I'm going home. We're going home.
We're going home.
I kind of like craving some burger, like a homemade.
I forgot my
phone charger. It'd be great. I forgot my phone charger. Perfect. Like, my girlfriend.
In DS9, do you ever watch all of DS9?
You know what? After finishing Next Generation, I tried to watch DS9. It's really hard.
You gotta get past a lot. But you do get there. But Captain Sisko is the worst actor of all of Star Trek, and it's crazy.
His performance is crazy.
He's like he emphasizes words in the wrong place a sentence. It's so
is
weird.
Is it like a theater actor thing? Sometimes
I don't know. He also seems weirdly happy in places.
Yeah.
Like when he's just talking about something that would have no emotion attached to it.
Yeah.
That he has like this big smile on his face.
And he's the emissary so of all things. He's the emissary, which is like a major religious figure to this planet. Yeah. And he's like, my baseball. And that's, I don't know. It's so weird.
Again with the baseball.
It's also hard to follow up Picard. So they probably were like, let's not try at all. How about that?
Let's not
do somebody who's for sure the worst.
Literally, for sure, the worst. It's the only
now
way
we
can
there
go.
Won't be any, like, you know.
Does he get better as it goes on?
Sisko? No.
Yeah.
As an actor?
Yeah.
No.
He remains at that level.
He kind of fades out of importance.
He maintains, he becomes a better character. Mm-hmm. But the acting does not get better.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Have you watched Discovery?
He always wants to go back to like the Cajun South, where he's from, to eat like New Orleans food.
I honestly hate when anyone wants to do that.
I like when they give a character one character trait.
One.
Yep.
And he's always like, I want my jambalaya.
Yeah. That's all.
Like, oh, really? You're reminiscing.
That's all I ever want to do. If I'm not doing work, I just want to eat jambalaya.
When I'm not here, I only want to eat arepas. That's the only thing I do.
And honestly, I work to justify jambalaya.
So Picard, I don't know. Geordi could have gone anywhere, and Picard is just, I don't know. I kind of like it.
I kind of was excited because I heard that, and I was like, I want to know what the opera line system's about.
So. I like the idea of it, but I don't like the I don't care.
I don't care. It sucks.
Let's see.
It sucks.
It sucks. It's like, well, should we care? Because you don't. I don't know. As viewers.
Really inspiring to hear from the captain.
You have a compassion face or something.
I'm
Why do you have a compassion face?
I'm an empath.
Oh, also in the sorry. Get pause up. At the very beginning, she says to him, Troy says to Picard, like the tension is increasing of the crew. Like, she's, this is her, she's an empath. Remember, she's an empath. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, I can feel that everyone's starting to get tense. And it's like, what is he supposed to do with that information?
And he's like, that is expected.
Everyone's watching your every move and no one's excited about it. Oh, cool. Perfect. Thanks.
You should hurry up because people are losing their minds.
Yeah, you should really hurry up watching
the sun.
I
want to see Troy helping somebody move. I can't lift anything for you, but I can tell you that everyone's tired.
Everyone's waiting for you to move that couch. Why would... And also, the whole ship is getting more and more tense about this. How can everyone know? There's over 1,000 people,
right? He keeps making
these
announcements.
He PA'd it.
We're getting close to this.
Everything's getting worse.
The PA announcement was crazy. Why is he telling this to the entire ship this way? Couldn't they just get
a memo?
Because
their consoles are going to start doing this weird thing.
He has to get on the mic and be like, hey, guys, so...
We're reaching the card, and I'd like to say, we're definitely moving in a major way.
In a major way.
Towards the sun, which is really hot.
I'm a really fan of your... I'm a fan of
your
work,
Do you think we should leave? I think we should not.
Wow.
Course
970
mark
it.
318 speed warp 3.
He decides
where
warp
will
3.
That the opera line system.
An interesting choice.
What do you know about it?
Why? Curiosity. You've never been there.
I love Geordi.
Yes. Engage.
No.
Engage.
He's the coolest dude there when he says engage.
Cool. It's true. It's true.
He is the coolest engage.
It's true.
Well, I think we've talked this
to
out.
Death. Death.
As it were.
All the way to death.
All the way to death.
Oh, God.
And
would you guys dare to do the song?
What?
No.
Do you want to do the song?
Another song?
We don't have another song.
Do you not have another song?
No.
What? I wrote that one.
Then I didn't like the surprise.
What? I wrote that on my couch, on my desk.
You guys only showed up with one song?
Do you not have another duo ready to go? No? Wow.
Why would we do
that? Well, guys, I'm sorry to disappoint you all. And if you're listening at home, which is the only place you're allowed to listen, you should turn it off because there's no more songs. There are no more songs.
Yeah, turn it off right now. Don't ignore that there's 10 more seconds of it and don't pay attention to those.
10. 9. 8. 7. 6.
6.
5.
4.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2.
2.
1.
1. Bye. Well, here's one. Here's the thing.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
This is good.
But the fire is so delightful.
Nice.
And since we've no place to go,
make it
so. Make it so. Make it so.
I love it.
Man doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some tea, Earl Grey hot. The lights turned way down low. Make it so, make it so, make it so. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you
really
shut up, Wesley.
Oh.
All the way home, I'll be
warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. Am I? Here.
We're still goodbye, him. But
I love
as
it.
Long as you love me, so make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
Wow.
Fun.
Fun. It's a barrel of laughs.
That was enjoyable.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Paul,
for being
here.
Thank you, Paul, for being here.
Thank you for having me
I
back.
Hope you have a happy holiday.
I hope
to
you have
yours.
A happy holiday.
Thank you very much.
I hope you...
You have a happy holiday.
I'm having a happy holiday.
Me too.
I hope
you're already
you
having.
Continue to have one.
I'm having a happy holiday. Thank
and
you.
We'll see you next week for New Year's Eve. Party?
Bye.
I don't know what's happening. See you.
We have a party, definitely.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.